This is a May Luna Media production. You're listening to Love, Light, and Black Holes. I'm your host, Morgan Garza, here to remind you of your disco ball soul so you can dance with your darkness. If you're sick of love and light spirituality like I was, you're in the right place. We keep it real, go deep, and give voice to your shadow so your light shines even brighter. Enter the void. Welcome back, Shame Slayers and Shadow Sparklers. This is the first episode of a brand new year, but as you know, this isn't really new anything. If you listened to my last episode, you know where I stand on that. If you didn't, please go listen to it. It is definitely a must listen, but I am totally scrapping the plan that I had for today's episode because I have very exciting news. I am writing a book, and I just signed my contract this morning with Red Wheel Wiser, and I could not be more excited about this. It's been a couple months in the making, and it is finally official. I have a deadline. I'm starting to write the manuscript. It is happening, and I just wanted to come on and celebrate and let you know the news, of course. Yay! I have been screaming and dancing all morning that this is now finally official, but it also has me thinking about how far I've come. And so I wanted this episode to be, yes, a celebration of me, for me tooting my own horn, but also showing you what's possible. If I do anything in this world, it is to come and be a beacon and be honest and real and raw and vulnerable with you and with myself so that I can also show what is possible after grief through the darkness, pulling myself up from bawling on my knees and being completely shattered last year after I lost my dad and after so much else happened over the past few years that left me completely disassociated from myself, completely physically sick in my own body, depressed, anxious. So many things. And now here I am. I've survived the year of firsts after my dad's passing. I am more clear and locked in and aligned on my path than ever. And I did not think that this was possible. Not that I doubted my ability or what I thought I could do with my life after my dad died, but I was just trying to survive. Like, I straight up was like, if I get through this year with nothing else major life-changing happening, that is a win. And life-changing things did happen. I started a podcast, this one that you're listening to. I spent all of August, September, October, November, and December podcasting regularly. And here we are, a brand new year, and that podcast has brought me a book. And who knows what this book is bringing me. But I did not expect this. I did not expect the year after losing my dad to be filled with so much passion and direction and creativity and just putting myself out there in ways that I never had before. And of course, there were times that I was completely shattered and I cried a lot, even on this podcast. And there were times that I didn't want to keep going with the plan that I had set or with the things that I had started. And I did want to just say, you know what, that was fun, I'm going to pull the plug. But I didn't. And I pushed myself to keep creating. I pushed myself to keep digging deeper. And I kept getting signs that I was on the right track. I kept getting signs from my dad and the universe, but also from you all, from listeners, from people in my coven with Sage, from all over the world. People are listening to this podcast and showing me that this is needed in the world and that what I am doing is actually helping people. And I've helped thousands of people over the years in my career in the spiritual industry. However, this year feels different. And I don't even know what I'm talking about on this episode. I totally scrapped my plan and the topic and it'll come back later. But I am just so proud of myself. And I wanted to offer that to you too. How can you be proud of yourself right now? We're at the beginning of a new year. What have you looked back on from last year? Or have you looked back yet? And we're going to be talking about winter rituals in next week's episode. But have you looked back and honored how far you've come? Have you given yourself credit for what you've done? We are so quick to accept something new or something great or a milestone or some great success and then just think, okay, what's next? What's the next thing? And move on and move forward too quickly. And I have spent all morning celebrating and just being in awe of what I was capable of, and it shows me my capacity for this year and what truly was able to come out of me in so much darkness, in the depths of despair, in profound grief that I have never felt before. And this time last year, my brain was literally broken. I couldn't work. I couldn't form full sentences. I was a blob. And I literally experienced my brain being broken. I was rewired through the grief of losing my dad, through the stress of watching him wither and die, and through the profound hole, the all-consuming black hole that was left after he left. And to look at that last year, just 365 days ago, and now I'm vibrant, I am alive. I was sick this week, so excuse my scruffy voice and my sniffles, but I am in a place that I didn't think was possible. I didn't know what was possible. I honestly had no expectations for this year. I was just gonna let myself unfold, unravel, and really become what it was that I was becoming after losing him. And I had a complete identity breakdown in the sense that I didn't know who I was without him, and who I was when he was here is never gonna be here anymore. Like, the person that I was around my dad is not around anymore either. So that is also something to grieve. But I didn't know what was going to happen because I didn't know who I was after all of this trauma that I had experienced with my marriage, with my family, with my dad, with my own health. There was so much loss, so much grief, so much that I never thought that I would experience that happened in such a short amount of time, that I didn't know who I was after that. And so this past year, all of 2025, I spent getting to know the new me. What did I want to do? How did I handle situations? What was I like without all of this grief bogging me down constantly? Was I really anxious, or was this just my situation? Was I going to be forever ill in this way that I had experienced, or was that just so much stress that my body couldn't help itself? And now that I am coming out of that, I'm realizing how not only resilient, of course, we are and the physical body is and the soul and the spirit, but also when you don't have so many expectations for yourself and you allow things to just happen, that is when you really see what you are capable of. And so here I am, 1 year after losing my dad, realizing what is possible, realizing just how much I can hold, how much I can create, how much I can be honest and real and totally upfront with myself, and how much I can be totally stripped down bare with no expectations of the world, of myself, of others, and just see what happened. So at this beginning of this year, 2026 is already coded with so much change. Like I mentioned in my previous podcast episodes from last year, all outer planets changed signs. And this is unprecedented for them to happen all at the same time. And these are generational planets. And especially Neptune and Aries, we have not experienced for since like the 1860s or something. Don't quote me on that. I'm pulling numbers out of my ass right now. But I don't have notes in front of me because I totally scrapped my notes for today. But it has been a long time since Neptune has been in Aries. Google it. And because of this, we are entering a whole new era. And this means that we are going to experience things that we have never experienced in our lifetimes before. And we are going into the year of the fire horse in Chinese astrology on February 17th, which hasn't been experienced since 1966. And all of these big shifts and changes are coming. And that doesn't mean that everything is going to be rainbows and butterflies and unicorns. That means that we are going to be dragged and pulled and ushered through things that we have truly never experienced before, and that it is probably going to be happening very fast considering how much fire is going on. And fire creates and destroys. It is passion, it is rage, it is birth, it is death, it is rebirth. There are seeds that exist in the world that can only bloom after they have experienced fire. But think about how much loss has to happen for those seeds to be able to be ignited by that fire and to bloom into new life. So as you're moving through the beginning of this year, and we are still very much in the year of the snake until February 17th, so we have another 5 weeks of that, give yourself grace for what is still leaving, for what is still being taken away from life and what you are still understanding has left. Grieve it, mourn it, allow it to be very present in how you are understanding this transition. Because the more grace that you give yourself, the more honor that you give for how far you've come, this is the biggest piece. You are going to be able to go that much further. And winter magic, which we'll be talking about next week, is truly the foundation of where you build the entire magic for the year. The magic that blooms in spring, the magic that comes into full growth in summer, and the magic that you harvest in fall depends on the magic that you do in winter. This is the most important part of the year, the most important time to get clear on your intention, on your direction, and what it is that you are doing on a daily basis. This isn't something to start new. This is something to just be aware of how you set this foundation. Are you leveling the ground? Are you checking for all of the things, right? Imagine you're a builder. How are you laying this foundation for this house that you are building this year? And what do you want it ultimately to look like? I'm so excited to share this news with you. I'm so excited to get writing. I was hit with a tsunami of excitement and equal anxiety of like, holy shit, now I have to actually write this book. But I've been writing in my head for years, let's be real. I've been talking about it here with you. I've been teaching it in classes, and putting it on paper is going to be a cathartic, beautiful process for me. I am so excited for who I'm going to become through writing this book. It's not about having the book done and on shelves and in your hands and moving and published around the world. It's going to be about how I become someone new through writing it. So what is your process this year that you are becoming new through? How are you allowing yourself to be changed by the process rather than by the outcome? Because the process of 2025 was me reevaluating my entire life and my identity. There was no outcome. I didn't give myself an outcome. I had no clue where that was going. And I think that allowed my process, my journey, to be even deeper and more present because I wasn't rushing to get somewhere. I had no clue where I was going. I didn't have a map. My GPS was broken. And I was just following my inner compass and allowing myself to grieve what I needed to grieve, to stop and rest when I needed to rest, and to charge forward when I felt that burst of energy come through. And it was a lot more often than I thought that I would have bursts of energy last year. So join me in celebrating. I am so excited. I'm going to start writing. The manuscript is due June 1st, so I have just the perfect amount of time, not too long, not too short, and I will keep you updated through the writing process, of course, but there is going to be so much in my ecosystem created around this book to support you, to support the birth of this book, and to put this magic out into the world, because shadow work is the way to everything that you want. And if you have not understood that already by listening to this podcast, this book is going to drive it home. So thank you for being here. Thank you for your time. Thank you for listening. Thank you for sharing. Thank you for commenting. Thank you for your reviews. Thank you for engaging in my courses and offers. Everything that I offer right now is down below in the show notes, and I am so excited for this next chapter and to experience it with you. Let me know what it is that you want to see. Let me know how you are moving through the world and what you are creating as well. I love hearing from you. I love the feedback that I get. I love the replies to my emails that I send out once a week. And I love knowing that we are on this magic carpet ride together, that we are careening through the universe together, and that we get to experience this one beautiful life in these bodies, in this environment together. Love, light, and black holes. I'll see you next week for Winter Magic, as scheduled. Thanks for diving into the void with me. If today lit something up in you or cracked something open, follow the show and leave a review so we can magnetize more shame slayers and shadow sparklers into this world. Want more? Step through the portal at lovelightandblackholes.com. that's where the wild magic lives. Until next time, dance with your darkness like it's your favorite song, and watch the whole universe light up.